You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
You know, this week I had two messages in my heart. And it was, which one am I going to preach? And it was the one that brought peace to my heart, amen? And I've realized that many people are going through challenges, facing difficulties often. And oftentimes when you face a difficulty, if you just know what to do in that difficulty, it will not be difficult anymore. So when we have a solid, good foundation, we can build upon that foundation. And the stronger the foundation, the higher you can build. So when a good foundation has been laid, it's easy to build, it's easy to plant. Who have you been facing some challenges, difficulties? So how we handle problems are very important. How we look at problems are very important. You know, and sometimes we say, don't call it a problem, call it a challenge, because you're confessing. You know, Psalm 91, the psalmist just says, in the time of trouble, I will deliver you. Sometimes you can call it whatever you want to. It is what it is. But God is ready to take us through from where we are to where He wants us to be. Amen. Are you ready? Let's go to Mark 4, verse 37. Jesus is speaking to His disciples and He says, let's go to the other side. Let's cross over. And in verse 37, it says, and a great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. You know, sometimes Jesus will tell you, let's go somewhere, let's do something. As soon as you start moving in the right direction, there's a storm. Have you ever experienced that? It's not just a storm, it's beating against the boat. There's water coming into the boat. Am I talking to the right people here today? You just want to do what God told you to do, and now there's a storm. Verse 38, but He was in the stern asleep on a pillow. You're going through a storm and it feels like Jesus is sleeping. Not just sleeping, on a pillow. He made Himself comfortable. He knew there was going to be a storm. And He said, let me just get a pillow. I don't want to bump my head. It's going to get rough. But He was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke Him and said to Him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then He arose and rebuked the wind and said to them, see, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. May Jesus speak peace to every one of your storms in this day. May you receive peace in your heart as the Word of God ministers to you in this day. Amen. This is not a storm caused by them. It's a storm by situations and circumstances. Jesus said, go to the other side, and now there's a storm. Knowledge about the storm and knowledge about where you are going, but most of all, knowledge about who's in your boat will bring peace into your heart. Many people perish, not because of the storm, but because of a lack of knowledge of storms. Storms don't kill people. Lack of knowledge destroys people. Hosea 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I also have rejected you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Turn to the person that you say, remember God's word. So number one, if they knew who was in their boat, Jesus, the giver of life, the one who gives peace, their attitude towards the storm would have been completely different. So the first thing that we need when we face a storm is knowledge of Jesus Christ and what He is saying about the storm, about the situation and the circumstances. When Joseph was in the pit, he said, I know where I belong. I belong in the palace. Revelation of where you are going will bring peace in your heart. Can I just say this? We're not in heaven yet. There's going to be some storms around you. The first thing that you have to know is get knowledge about that storm, that I caused the storm. Sometimes through things that we say and do, we are the cause of the storm. So sometimes just for the storm to get quiet and calm, is not Jesus saying, peace, be still to the storm. It's you being still in the storm. Can I have one amen? Amen. Have you ever felt if I just didn't say that? Most of our troubles that we face are tongue troubles. So when it comes to storms, I want to share some wisdom with you, things that the Lord has shared with me over the years. So one of the things he told me when I was in my early 20s, he said, listen to the old captains that's been through many storms. One book that I read, I think it was Bill Hybels, he said they were sailing and there was a young guy on the boat for the first time and there was a storm and the wind was hitting him in his face. It felt like bullets and he was freaking out and he was panicking. But when he looked at the captain was calm. And when he saw the captain was calm, he said, I know I can get calm. This captain has been through many storms. I'm just going to listen to what he's going to say, and I'm going to get through it. Sometimes when we're in a storm, we freak out when the water is hitting our face, and it feels like bullets. And we want to run in different directions. Just look to the captain. Young people, when you need advice on relationships, listen to the old captains. Your young friends that's never even dated, how can they give you advice on dating? If you're going to slay a giant, go talk to somebody who slayed a giant. When you are facing a storm, don't do 100 things. Go hear from God what is the one thing that you should do that will turn everything around. It's usually not 100 things that you have to do. It's usually only one thing that you have to do. Are you ready? David said in Psalm 27, the Bible in basic English says, one prayer have I made to the Lord. One prayer have I made to the Lord. And this is my heart's desire, that I might have a place in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, looking on His glory and getting wisdom in His temple. Can I just give you some good advice? When you're going through a tough time and you don't know what to do, it's a good thing to go to church. Because in the house of the Lord, a living church, you'll get wisdom. Amen? Listen what the Passion Translation says. Here's the one thing I crave from God, the one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with Him every moment in His house, finding the sweet loveliness of His face, filled with awe, delighting in His glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to Him that He takes pleasure in every prayer I offer. When you are facing a challenge, the first thing, see God. When God is in your boat, you're going to the other side. Turn to the person next to you and ask them, who's in your boat? He said, one thing I've desired, that I may be in God's presence. When you're in God's presence, God will reveal to you about your situation, what's really going on. He will show you what is the way out. He will give you knowledge and He will give you understanding. But more than that, Jesus helped the disciples and told them what to do. But for us here today, we have the Holy Spirit that's here to help us. So if I can share the secret with you to get from where you are to where God wants you to be, to get out of your difficult situation. Number one, you need knowledge of God. What does God say about the situation? And number two, you need the presence of the Holy Spirit. You need the helper to help you. When you come and you seek something from God, David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. One thing am I seeking. Turn to the person next to you and say, be very specific. When you're facing a challenge, when you're facing a difficult, be specific. If say you're trusting God for a job. Many times people come and say, I'm trusting God for a job. I say, what job? Any job. If you're trusting God for no job, if you aim at nothing, you're going to hit it every time. Be specific what you want. Can I have an amen? Amen. You maybe want to work as an administrator, and now I'm praying for you to be an electrician. You're going to get shocked on the first day. Amen. Am I talking to the right people here? Sometimes we just, God, just anything. I just want to work. Be specific. God has placed certain gifts on the inside of you, talents on the inside of you. Go take some time and know. Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, be specific. When you are specific and you say something, Job said, when you decide a thing and you decree it and you declare it, the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. God wants you to be specific in what you are saying, what you are decreeing, what you are declaring. So he said, one thing I desire to be in God's presence. Can I give you some advice? This is the key to successful living. God's presence in our lives. The promise that was made to Abraham, Galatians 3 verse 14, was the Holy Spirit. So if you know you have to see God's presence, seek God's presence. Turn to the person next to you and say, seek God's presence. If you want peace in your heart, see God's presence. Who's the giver of peace? It's the Holy Spirit. John 16 verse 33 says, these things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome every problem that you might face in this world. So if you want peace in your life, allow the Holy Spirit into your life. Can you see the need or the importance to be born again? To pray every day, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon me. Because when the Holy Spirit is with you, He's the one that will solve problems for you. David was not a giant slayer. He had a friend in the Holy Spirit who disposed of giants. Can I tell you something? Whatever you are going through, Jesus does not just want to be in your boat. He wants to be in your life, in your heart. So if the challenge that you are facing is bringing you closer to God, I'm shouting a loud hallelujah. A matter of fact, when you are facing a difficulty, a challenge, and you're looking for a breakthrough, you're looking for healing, you're looking for deliverance, whatever you are trusting God for, He's the giver of all those things. And you think, if I can just get this contract, if I can just marry this person, if I can just have a child. Whatever you are trusting God for is not the end. It's a means to an end. The end is a lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the giver of all those things. Am I helping some of you here? When you have peace in your heart, it doesn't matter what storm is going on around you, you'll be able to make good decisions. You'll be able to speak light and life into that situation. Peace in your heart is the first thing. That's how the Holy Spirit ministers and witnesses to us. Do you listen to the peace of conscience on the inside of you? It's very important. Otherwise, you will create more and more storms. If I am, say I'm rude, or I just walk past Brother Hendrik here. Maybe I walk past him and I bump him. I didn't even see him because I'm running to help somebody else. But as I bump him, the Holy Spirit will say, you bumped him, it hurt him. And when you listen to that, I can go back and make right. But I say, if I just, Hendrik, I'm fine, he doesn't care. No. Listen to your heart and you'll stay out of trouble. Listen to your heart and the peace will remain. When you have knowledge of God, know who He is, everything changes. The way that you look at your situation. Many times when you face difficulties, you know what the first thing the devil will do? The devil will isolate you. To make you feel like you are the only person going through that special thing. Ever felt like that? Let me see your hand. That's what the devil will do. He'll tell you, you're the only one. But God says, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always. So let me share the secret with you. John 14, 26. Look at this. Knowledge, presence of the Holy Spirit. Then you're going to get through your challenge. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I've said to you. So when Jesus walked this earth, all the advice he gave his disciples, how to get through difficult times, what to say, what to declare. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring the knowledge of Jesus to you in whatever difficulty you are facing. When the enemy is saying you're going under, the Holy Spirit will say, no, the Word of God says you're going over. When the world is shouting, you're the tail, the Holy Spirit will say, you're not the tail, you're the head. He'll bring to remembrance. When he says you're all on your own, he says, no, the Holy Spirit says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why does God want to put his peace in your heart? So that you will not be troubled. When you have the peace of Jesus on the inside of you, even when it feels like Jesus is sleeping in your boat with his head on a pillow, and the boat's getting full of water, and the waves are beating against the boat, and it feels like you're going to sink. When you have peace in your heart and you know that when God is with you and he said, let's go to the other side, that boat is going to go to the other side because God's word cannot return back void. But when you don't know what God's word is saying, then the situations and the circumstances beating against your boat will tell you, you're going to sink, you're going to drown. The water is supposed to be outside, not in the boat. There's more water in the boat than in the sea. Jesus came to this earth because he cared so much. God the Father loved you so much that he sent the beauty of heaven to come to this earth to help us when we did not know even that we needed help. And here the disciples are in the boat and they start talking. We're in a storm. You think Jesus really cares? Yeah, right. If he was really caring, why is he sleeping on a pillow? And you start having conversations like that because you're focusing upon the storm and not focusing upon Jesus who's in your boat. The enemy will come and tell you, you're on your own, you're going to sink. But the Holy Spirit will come and say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When fear wants to grip your heart and you say, what am I going to do? Holy Spirit will say, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Am I talking to the right people here? When it feels like, how am I going to provide for my family? How's things going to work out? The Lord says, I will supply every one of your needs according to my riches. When you say, I don't know what to do, how am I going to get out of it? He says, ask for wisdom, and I'll show you what to do. Then God tells you what to do. Then the enemy comes. You say, you think you're the strongest. You think you're the fastest. Ecclesiastes says, the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strongest. But opportunity and chance will come to everybody. There's a word for every situation and circumstance for what you are facing. What will you believe? It's because of a lack of knowledge that people perish. Do you still believe the thoughts that God has towards you are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope? Do you still believe that? Can you see the need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Can you see the need to hold on to God, to have knowledge of who God is? That when you have a pain in your body, that you know, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. When it feels like every door is closing, to know that the Bible says, when God opens a door for you, nobody can close it. There's a lot to meditate upon. I'm going to close with this. Two things. If you want peace in your storm, two things. Knowledge of God, presence of God. Knowledge of God, presence of God. Oftentimes, the storms that we face is because we're listening to people around us that's giving opinion from a natural point of view. You've got Jesus in your boat with the disciples, handpicked by Jesus, and they're saying, we're going to perish. How does that happen? That gives me hope. Have you ever lost hope as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? When you know God was fighting for you? That happened to the disciples. But when the right knowledge comes, everything will change. I read this about Job. Turn to the person that you say, Job went through some tough things. Turn to the person on the other side and say, Job had a real storm. But God brought peace into his life. You know what I saw for the first time in the story of Job is that before Job got his breakthrough, God brought correct knowledge of himself to Job. Go read Job 38 to 41. It's beautiful. It talks about all of creation. He says, Job, let me tell you about myself. I'm giving you my narrative. He says, let me tell you about myself. Were you there when I made the heavens and the earth? Were you there when I put the stars in each one of their places? He said, do you know about the water that I created, rivers and the sea? He says, you see the sea? I decide how far that water rolls out and comes back. That's how in control I am of everything. He says, are you aware of all the animal that's giving birth? Do you know how many times a year and when? I know. Then he takes it another level up. He starts talking about Leviathan, the dragon in the sea swimming, and how strong he is and how nobody can touch him. He says, all of this I've made, and of all of this I'm in control of. I want to tell you who I am, because if you have knowledge of who I am, you'll know that I'm in control of your life. You know what's the heart sore thing? He didn't explain that to Job, but everything that happened to Job was because God was bragging about him. Ever thought about that? The storm that you are going through right now is because God is boasting about you. Amen. And if God is boasting about you, what should your response be? Should you start to murmur and complain? The Bible says concerning Job that in everything he never sinned with his mouth, but he gave glory to God. His wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? And he said, why would I do that? Job's friends told him, what you are going through is because of what you've done wrong. Because surely what you've gone through can only be if you've done something wrong. Have you had friends say that to you? Turn to the person next to you and say, that's not good friends. Can I tell you, well-intentioned friends, when you are going through a storm, can place guilt and condemnation on you that you want to run away. But somebody that speaks by the Spirit of God and has got knowledge of God will lift you up every time and take you through. In Job 42 verse 1, then Job answered the Lord, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. You should know that what the enemy has intended for evil, God will turn it around for good. Can I say that? Job got a revelation that whatever's happened here, God's going to turn it around. Do you believe that? Turn to the person next to you and say, God can turn it around. Let's continue. Look what happened to Job and his friends. Job 42 verse 7 and 8. After God had finished addressing Job, he turned to Eliphaz the Temanite and said, I've had it with you and your two friends. I'm fed up. You haven't been honest either with me or about me. Not the way my friend Job has. He's saying, you guys have been talking nonsense to Job. Sometimes you have to tell some friends, what you're saying about God, that God is punishing me, that God is hurting me, that God is angry with me, is nonsense. Because God poured out all his wrath on Jesus Christ. Can I have one amen? Do you know that? Jesus died for all sin. So if you made a mistake and you repent, God forgives you and you can move on. He makes all things new. Look at what he says. He says to the friends, so here's what you must do. Take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my friend Job. Sacrifice a burnt offering on your own behalf. My friend Job will pray for you and I will accept the prayer. He will ask me not to treat you as you deserve for talking nonsense about me and for not being honest with me as he has. I like that. I like that. You know why I like this? God didn't just bring a solution to Job, but he was also interested in the salvation of his friends to get them back to God. Sometimes when you go through a tough time, you're so angry with the people around you that you think they should go to hell. Don't raise your hand. Just double blink at me if people made you angry this week. Amen. Let me just say this. When you need peace in your heart, be careful of well-intentioned people around you talking nonsense, because they will steal the peace of God out of your heart. And they'll make you think that you did something wrong, and that's why, while Jesus is in your boat, you're in a storm. Sometimes God is just bragging about you when you go through a storm. The Bible says when Job, when he prayed for his friends, God restored the fortunes, not only for them, but for Job, and he gave him double. Turn to the person next to you and say, peace in your heart. God will do it. One thing that I know, whatever the devil intended for evil, the harm that he wanted to do, God turned it around for good. When the enemy came to steal, the Lord was ready to restore back double into his life. But you cannot murmur and you cannot complain about the past when God wants to bring a blessing into your future. Let it go. Turn to the person next to you and say, let it go. Many of you, when you let it go, peace will come to your heart. And when there's peace in your heart, you can declare the word of God into that situation. Whether it's Jesus coming and he's saying, pray for your friends, or whether it's Jesus saying to you, speak to the storm. But he'll bring a solution into that situation. But before the storm calms on the outside, let there be peace on the inside. This is the gift that God gives us. Peace on the inside, although there's a storm on the outside. And when you have that peace on the inside, you'll have knowledge of God. Whatever the enemy is saying, you'll know what God is saying. You'll know God's opinion about that situation. Has this helped you today? Knowledge and peace.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.